And the lesson is to be active. I think, you know, most people, being a political activist was a strange thing to do. I mean, of course, there were always trade union activists, Communist Party activists, of course, even, you know, Labour Party, so forth. But independent activists on a cause, you know, that was not very common at all. And it was considered to be a bit way out. But now, you know, when you think about it today, that people, it's not unusual at all for high school students. And whereas that, you know, in that was the first time in the anti-war movement that the high school students got involved. This was a real breakthrough. You know, people were expecting students, you know, like last year when the climate change, when Morrison who said that they should stay at home, or was it Tony Abbott? I can't remember. And the students said, when adults stop acting like children, we'll go back to being children, or something like that. So this idea that it's legitimate for school students to be active, I think, I mean, university students was more expected that you would be politically conscious, but activism among school students was very much frowned upon. The students were disciplined in their schools, and their parents, but then their teachers. And, you know, this was a big campaign amongst young people to start to be politically active.